This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. We are looking at a very muted set of cues as far as overnight action from Wall Street is concerned. Most of the US markets ended lower. In fact, the Nasdaq ended lower by close to 1.7%. Dow Jones ended 0.5% lower, and S&P 500 ended over 1% lower. Markets are awaiting the October jobs report, and US markets continued their decline for the fourth straight session. When you're talking about European markets, most of the European markets ended on a very mixed note, with the stocks Europe 600 down close to 1%. When you're talking about the action as far as England is concerned, the Bank of England interest rate hike, along with the commentary of a looming recession, is something that ensured that the pound went significantly weaker against the dollar. The stronger dollar and stronger treasury yields had an impact as far as commodity prices were concerned. Gold prices went down almost 1%. And when you're talking about crude prices, WTI futures fell over 2% yesterday, and Brent futures too fell over 1.5%. Coming closer home, there will be reaction as far as yesterday's earnings were concerned. Some key numbers, including Amara Raja Batteries, JK Lakshmi Cement, are stocks to keep on the radar, given the fact that these companies managed to perform quite strongly in the quarter gone by. And when you're talking about the results expected today, key corporate earnings today include Britannia Industries, Interglobe Aviation, Titan, Gale India, and Cipla. When you talk about the Asian markets, very mixed set of cues from the Asian markets. Japanese markets much lower. However, Chinese markets are doing quite well. LJ Nifty is flat, indicating a very muted opening as far as Indian markets are concerned.